By precept and example Christ has dignified useful labor. A 507.2 refreshments through variation of labor. Young men should remember that they are accountable for all the privileges they have enjoyed, for the improvement of their time, and for the right use of their abilities. They may inquire, shall we have no amusement or recreation? Shall we work, 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 without any variation? A 507.3 A change from physical labor that has taxed the strength severely may be very necessary for a time, that they may again engage in labor, putting forth exertion with greater success. But entire rest may not be necessary or even be attended with the best results so far, as their physical strength is concerned. They need not, even when weary with one kind of labor, trifle away their precious moments. They may then seek to do something not so 508 exhausting but which will be a blessing to their mother and sisters. Enlightening their cares by taking upon themselves the roughest burdens they have to bear, they can find that amusement which springs from principle and which will yield them true happiness, and their time will not be spent in trifling or in selfish indulgence. Their time may be ever employed to advantage, and they be constantly refreshed with variation, and yet be redeeming the time so that every moment will tell with good account to someone. A 507.4 Many claim that it is necessary for the preservation of physical health to indulge in selfish amusement. It is true that change is required for the best development of the body, for mind and body are refreshed and invigorated by change, but this object is not gained by indulgence in foolish amusements, to the neglect of daily duties which the youth should be required to do. A 508.1 A program for students that God blessed. We are to educate the youth to exercise equally the mental and the physical powers. The healthful exercise of the whole being will give an education that is broad and comprehensive. A 508.2 We had stern work to do in Australia in educating parents and youth along these lines, but we persevered in our efforts until the lesson was learned that in order to have an education that was complete, the time of study must be divided between the gaining of book knowledge and the securing of a knowledge of practical work. A 508.3 Part of each day was spent in useful work, the students learning how to clear the land, how to cultivate the soil and to build houses in time that would otherwise have been spent in playing games and seeking amusement. 509 And the Lord blessed the students who thus devoted their time to learning lessons of usefulness. A 508.4 God has provided useful employments for the development of health, and these useful employments will also qualify students to be a help to themselves and to others. A 509.1 In the place of providing diversions that merely amuse, arrangements should be made for exercises that will be productive of good. A 509.2 Missionary activity is an ideal exercise. There are plenty of necessary, useful things to do in our world that would make the pleasure amusement exercise almost wholly unnecessary. Brain, bone, and muscle will acquire solidity and strength in using them to a purpose, doing good, hard thinking, and devising plans which shall train them to develop powers of intellect and strength of the physical organs, which will be putting into practical use their God-given talents with which they may glorify God. A 509.3 It is our duty ever to seek to do good in the use of the muscles and brain God has given to youth, that they may be useful to others, making their labors lighter, soothing the sorrowing, lifting up the discouraged, speaking words of comfort to the hopeless, turning the minds of the students from fun and frolic which often carries them beyond the dignity of manhood and womanhood to shame and disgrace. The Lord would have the mind elevated, seeking higher, nobler channels of usefulness. A 509.4 The same power of exercise of mind and muscle might invent ways and means of altogether a higher class of exercise, in doing missionary work which would make them laborers together with God, and would be educating for higher usefulness in the present life, in doing 510 useful work, which is a most essential branch in education. A 509.5 Is not this the work that every youth should be seeking to do, working in Christ's lines? You have Christ's help. The ideas of the students will broaden. They will be far-reaching, and the powers of usefulness, even in your students' life, will be continually growing. The arms, the hands, which God has given, are to be used in doing good which shall bear the signet of heaven, that you can at last hear the well done, thou good and faithful servant. 510.1 a prescription for invalids. I have been instructed that, as the sick are encouraged to leave their rooms and spend time in the open air, sending the flowers or doing some other light, pleasant work, their minds will be calmed from self to something more health-giving. Open air exercise should be prescribed as a beneficial, life-giving necessity. A 510.2 we can but be cheerful, as we listen to the music of the happy birds and feast our eyes upon flourishing fields and gardens. We should invite our minds to be interested in all the glorious things God has provided for us with a liberal hand. And in reflecting upon these rich tokens of His love and care, we may forget infirmities, be cheerful, and make melody in our hearts unto the Lord. A 510.3 For years I have from time to time been shown that the sick should be taught that it is wrong to suspend all physical labor in order to regain health. In thus doing the will becomes dormant, the blood moves sluggishly through the system and constantly grows more impure.